Shalom to all, and today we're going to be starting the brand new Masechta, Masechta Schulin, and just like we're starting this Masechta together, we should be starting to finish it together, and of course, all of Shas together, and today's daf, and all of Masechta Schulin, is sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas, Ha'isha HaChashuva, Maris Miriam Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe, M'schos all the Torah being learned, her Nesham should have tremendous aliyah, and she should be a Melech Yosher for her family, and all of Klal Yisrael. Now just a little bit about the Masechta. The word Chulin comes from the word Chol, which loosely translated means mundane, or just regular, such as the days of the week, are called Yemei HaChol. We know the middle days of Yom Tov are called Chol HaMoed. Now sometimes the context it's used in might give it a slightly harsher meaning, and the English word would be profane, such as when the Torah writes, V'lo Yichalel, do not profane. Now regarding food, this term is generally used when discussing things that are not Kadosh. Could be grain, fruits, or vegetables that are not Truma or Meiser, that just regular Chulin, or more relevant to this Masechta, animals or birds, or meat from them, which are not Karbonos, and are just plain irregular. So now zoning in on animals, we know that in order to eat meat, the animal doesn't need to be a carbon. However, there are still certain requirements. First and foremost, it has to be kosher, and there's quite the list in the Torah with all the different minim that are okay to eat. Next, it needs to be shechted, and the basic action of shechita is cutting the simonim in the neck. There are two simonim, they're called the kane and veshet, the trachea and esophagus, or windpipe and food pipe if you want to keep it simple. And proper shechita is a major discussion in the beginning of this Masechta, who is allowed to, how and where, when not, and a number of other pointers. There's one more thing. There are five main psulim with shechita that the Gemara almost takes for granted that one's already aware of, so it's instructive to mention them briefly. And these are called Shehiya, Hadrasa, Chalada, Hagrama, and Ikur. Shehiya is waiting or pausing during the act of Shechita. Drasa is pressing down with the knife instead of cutting with a back and forth motion. Chalada is slipping the knife in between the two simonim and then cutting. Hagrama is cutting outside of the allowed area on the neck, kind of like going out of bounds in a game. And Ikur is uprooting or tearing, which is usually found when the blade of the knife isn't perfectly smooth, because when it has a nick in it, that jagged edge will tear the simon as opposed to cutting it. As now bearing all this in mind, we begin, and pay attention carefully to the Mishnah, because we're going to see in the Gemara that every single couple words is its own statement. So the Mishnah tells us, Hakol Shechtin, everyone's allowed to Shecht, and we're going to see in the Gemara what Hakol is coming to include, Ushchitas and Kshera, and the Shechita is Kasher, Chutz Mecher Shait of a Katan, except for a Cher Shait and Katan, we always find these three together all throughout Mishnah and Gemara. Cherish is a deaf mute, a Shait is a person whom we call a Shaita, there's a halachic definition to it, and a Katan is somebody who's under Bar Bas Mitzvah. All these three are considered to not have Das, and therefore they are not Chayv in Mitzvah number one, and they're not able to do a Mitzvah for somebody else. The reason why they're not able to do Shechita over here, says the Mishnah, is Shem Yekalkla Shechitasan, perhaps they're going to ruin their Shechita. Lastly, V'kulon Sheshechtu, all in the Shechted, V'achirim Roinoisan, if other people saw them Shecht, Shechitasan Kshera, their Shechita is Kasher. So it begins right away by asking on the first four words of the Mishnah, Hakol Shechtin Lechatchila. By saying that everyone's allowed to Shecht, that's a Lechatchila statement, that everyone, no problem, Lechatchila can grab a Shechita knife and Shecht an animal, no problem, no questions asked. But then the Mishnah says, U'shchitasan Kshera, and the Shechita is Kasher, Dieved, that's Mashma B'dieved, only after the fact, if they shechted, it's kosher. So it's an obvious steer between the first two and the next two words of the Mishnah. Are these people that we're talking about, I wouldn't even yet know who they are, but whoever we are talking about, are they allowed to lechatchila shecht an animal? Or no, only b'diyeved, if they shecht an animal, it's kosher. So Rav Achabid Rav Ashi, he asks on this question, v'chol hakol lechatchilahu? Every time a Mishnah says the word hakol, that means that it's lechatchila, that the Gemara is even asking this question. Maybe the first part of the Mishnah should just be read in a b'diyeved lashon, hakol shechtin. Technically, everyone is in the parsha of Shechita, because even if a person is not allowed to shecht, if they did, b'diyeved, so Shechitas and Kshera, their Shechitas kosher. And reading the way we just did now doesn't read the words Hakol Shechtim as L'chatchila, they're read as part of the b'diyeved statement. In other words, Ravacha's asking, who says the words Hakol Shechtin mean L'chatchila? And what's the raya for this, that it's not necessarily L'chatchila? Because El Miata, from now, meaning if you want to say that the word Hakol means L'chatchila, it's allowed to be done, well, what about the following Mishnah that we have about Temura? There's a whole discussion regarding making an exchange or a switch for an animal where a person has an animal in front of them, it's designated as a carbon, and then they take another animal, a regular chulin one, and they say, Zu Temura Zu, this is an exchange or in place of that one, attempting to transfer the Kedusha from animal one to animal two. And what's the Mishnah tell us regarding this? Hakol Mimirin, everyone's allowed to do Temura, Echad Anashim, Echad Hanashim, both men and women, and Hachi Nami Del Chatchilahu. Do you want to say this Lashon of Hakol is Lechatchila? Then no problem, go ahead and go do a Temura, go transfer the Kedusha of this animal into a different one. That can't be because Vaksiv, the Pasuk tells us Beferush, Lo Yachlifenu Velo Yamir Isai, Taiv Barai Rabitaiv. Don't switch it, don't make an exchange, good for bad or bad for good. That means an animal without a mum for an animal with a mum, or the other way around. And so we clearly see that the word Hakol in this Mishnah does not mean Lechatchila. So maybe Hakol in our Mishnah also doesn't Minchatchila. So Rashi responds that no, Hasam Kediktani Taima. That Mishnah over there already gives the reason why the Lashon HaKoil is being used, and it itself explains Loisha Adam Rashai Lahamir, not that a person Lechatchila is allowed to do a Temura, Ela Shem Hamir Mumar. It's just that if he did do it, it works, meaning he has accomplished transferring the Kedusha, Vesavikas Harbaim, but he gets 40 Malkus. In other words, Rashi is telling Rachabit Rava, you can't ask him that Mishnah of HaKoil Mimirin, because that very Mishnah itself clarifies that the word HaKoil does not mean Lechatchila, rather it means Bediyeved. But it's very possible that our Mishnah, the word HaKoil, does mean Lechatchila. El rather, Ravachi continues asking from the following. We have a Mishnah that tells us, HaKoil Ma'arichin V'Nairachin, everyone can make an Erech type Neder, or could be the subject of an Erech type Neder, and Neder V'Nidrin, a person can make a Neder, be the subject of a Neder, and here says Ravacha, HaKinami Lechatchila, do you want to say that this word HaKoil means that Lechatchila, a person could or maybe should do this? But we have a Pasuk that tells us, V'Chisech Dalindar Lo Yab Chachet, that if you hold yourself back from making Neder, you're not going to have any sin in you. Uksiv, another Pasuk says, it's better not to make a neder at all than to make a neder and not pay it up and not follow through with it. And Tanya, we have a braisa, toiv mizeh mizeh, better than this one and that one, meaning better than a person who makes a neder and follows through, and better than a person who makes a neder and doesn't follow through, is which person? Shein neder kalikar, is a person who doesn't make a neder at all in the first place. Divrei Meir, that's Meir's opinion. So we see from this two psukim and the first part of this braisa that it's better not to make a neder at all. And Rabbi Yehuda argues with our Meir, and he says, toiv mizeh mizeh, neder umishalim, that it is good to make a neder and pay up. However, we further clarify that Vafil Rabbi Yehuda leka'amar, that even Rabbi Yehuda didn't say this, ela ba'omer harezu. That's only if a person made a neder by using lashon of harezu. This is going to be a carbon. Points an animal, he says, harezu aylar, harezu shlamim, and so he has responsibility to bring that as a carbon. However, if something happens to it, it dies or gets stolen or develops a mum, something like that, he does not have the achrayas to replace it with something else. Based on top, aval omer hare olai loy. But even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a person says, hare olai, I take upon myself to bring a carbon, so that's actually not good, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So we see very clearly from this two psukim, from Rav Meir, and to a large extent, according to Rabbi Yehuda as well, that a person should not make a neder. And so this is a pretty good raya, says Rav Acha, that the word koil or hakoil doesn't necessarily mean that lechatchila it should be done, and so what's the Gemara asking in the first place? So Rav Ashi in essence says, you're right, however, I'm going to respond to you with a question of my own. V'chol hakoil la v'chatchilahu? Are there no situations where the word hakoil means, yes, do it lechatchila? Ella, what about the following? Hakol chayav mesukah, hakol chayav mitzitzes, everyone's chayav in sukkah, everyone's chayav in tzitzes, hachinami delav lechatchila? Are you going to say that's not considered lechatchila and that's really only b'diavad? That's not true. Of course a person lechatchila is chayav to sit in a sukkah or to put on tzitzes. So Rav Acha responds, no, chayavin lo kamina. I'm not talking about when the lashon of the Mishnah is chayavin, that a person's chayav to do it, then of course the word hakol means lechatchila. So Rav Acha continues saying, el me'ata, fine, what about the following? We have Mishnah that says, hakol samchin, everyone does smicha on an animal, which is what's done before shechita on a number of animals. Echad ha'anashim ve'echad ha'anashim, both men and women. Hachinami delav l'chatchila. Are you going to say that means it doesn't have to be done l'chatchila? Vaksiv, the pasuk says very clearly, v'samach yadoi v'nirtza. So we see the word hakol could be used to mean l'chatchila. So Rav Acha responds, you're right. In 100%, ikka hakol l'chatchila ve'ikka hakol diyaved. Sometimes the word hakol could be used to mean l'chatchila. Sometimes it could be used to mean b'diyaved. El rather, what's my question, says Rav Acha? Hakol d'hacha, the hakol that's used in our Mishnah, hakol sheikhtin, mimai d'l'chatchilahu. Who says it should be read as the l'chatchila? That hakol shecht and l'chatchila, everyone's allowed to shecht. The tikshi l'cha, that you should now have a question, that there's a steer between the first two words and the second two words of the Mishnah, because the first two words are l'chatchila and the next two words are b'diavad. Dilma diavad hu, v'loi tikshi l'cha. Maybe these first two words, hakol shechtim, anywhere b'diavad, and then you don't have an issue. There's no steer between the first two words and the second two words of the Mishnah, because anyway the first two words of the Mishnah are referring to a b'diavad. So Amalei Ravashi respond to him, ana shechitas and ksheri kashali. What bothers me about the Mishnah is not the first two words, hakol shechtin, it's the second two words, shechitas and kshera. Why is that problematic? But you're telling from the fact that the Mishnah says, shechitas and kshera, that their shechita is kosher, dieved, and that's a lashon of bidieved, mechlal the hakol lechatchilahu. That's mashma that the hakol of the beginning of the Mishnah is lechatchila, the idieved, because if the words hakol shechtin of the beginning of the Mishnah were also supposed to be read belashon bidieved, well then tarti dieved lamali. What would I need two bidieved lashonis for? Why would the Mishnah repeat itself? Hakol shechtin bidieved, ushchitas and kshera bidieved. That doesn't make sense. Memelo, it has to be that hakol shechtim is lechatchila, shchitas and kshera is bidieved, and that's where the question of the Gemara comes from. It's a stira. Are these people out of shecht lechatchila or only bidieved? And we're gonna have a number of answers to this. We're only gonna have one of them today and more tomorrow. So here's the first answer. Amar Bar Ula hachiktani. This is what the Mishnah is saying. The one the Mishnah says hakol shechtin. That's coming to include vafilu tame bechulin. chulin, even if a person who's tame wants to shecht a regular chulin animal, not a problem, he could do that. We just clarify this before going on to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Tame b'chulin, my lememra. A tame person shecht in chulin, what's there to be said? What's the issue over there? Why should a person who's tame not be allowed to shecht chulin? As a clarification is, b'chulin shenasu al taharas hakodesh. We're talking about chulin, which is being done al taharas hakodesh. In other words, this chulin is being processed just like kadshim is being processed on a very high level of kedusha and tahara. And because Sava, this Tana clearly holds chulin shenasu al taharas hakodesh ki kadosh dami, that chulin is being made al taharas hakodesh is just like kadshim itself. And so ketzad u'aisa, how is he supposed to shecht it to prevent it from becoming tame after he shechts it? Maybe it's not going to ruka. He brings a very long knife v'shoichet, but he shechts with it kedesh liyiga basar, so that he doesn't touch the meat after he shechts it. Obviously, if he touches the animal before he shechts it, there's no problem, even though he's tame, because he can't be metame an animal who's alive. It's only after he shechts it when it's dead. So then if he touches it, he's going to metame it. That's why he has to use a very long knife. Now we're going to explain the next word of the Mishnah, but here's a little introduction to that. Continuing with the same theme, uvam gdashin, if we're talking about an actual hektish animal, not just chulin hanas al taras hakodesh, but a real hektish animal, lo yishchot, lechat chilo, a person whose tummy is not allowed to shecht it, shem yigo basar, maybe he's going to end up touching the meat, v'im shachat, but if he did shecht it, v'omer, and he says, bar yulish lo negati, I know for sure that I didn't touch it, shchita sa ksheira, his shchita is kosher. And that's the next two words of the Mishnah. Shchita sa ksheira, it's specifically referring to this person whose tummy, if he shechted kadshim meat, and he said, I didn't touch it, some b'diavad will say, okay, that's a fine shchita. Going into the next part of the Mishnah, we had said, chutz mecher shayt v'katan, except for cher shayt and a katan, what does that mean? Dafila b'chulin gredi, ti evin nami loy, that even just with plain old chulin, a regular animal, even b'diavad, if a cher shayt or katan shechted, it's not valid. Why is that? Shem yishu, shem yidrasu, v'shem yachlidu, maybe they're going to do one of these three things, which we mentioned in the introduction to the Masechta, shihiya, drasar, chalada, and so their shchita, even b'diavad, is not kosher. Now we're going to explain the next part of Mishnah, v'kulin sheshachtu ahaya. What are these words, v'kulin sheshachtu, if any of these shechted with somebody watching them, so it's kosher? Who's that going on? If you want to say it's going chershayt v'katan, that can't be, because Allah kai, that means that these words v'kulin sheshachtu are going on them, meaning they're going on the statement right beforehand, because again, we just said in the Mishnah, chershayt v'katan, and then we said v'kulin sheshachtu, so these words are going on the immediately preceding words, and the problem with that is v'im shachtu mibayalei, it should simply use the words v'im shachtu, because the Mishnah just explained chershayt v'katan, and if it's continuing to talk about them, it should say v'im shachtu. If they shachtu with somebody watching over them, it's okay. But from the fact that it says v'im shachtu, that's mashma, they're talking about somebody else, that if a different person, any of these other people, and we don't know yet whom we're talking about, but if any of these other people shecht with somebody else watching over them, it's kosher. So who's it referring to? El, rather you want to say atame b'chulin, it's talking about the very beginning of the Mishnah, a person who's tame shechting chulin, well ha'amrit l'chat chila nami shachet. You had just said in the explanation in the beginning of the Mishnah that l'chat chila, a person like this is allowed to shecht. El, rather you want to say atame b'gdashin, it's talking about somebody who's tame shechting hektish, that also can't be, because with bar yulisagi, it's enough to just have that person himself say, I know for sure that I didn't touch the kadshim meat. He doesn't need to have somebody watching him. So who's the v'kulin sheshachtu with somebody else watching over them, it's kosher, going on? And the answer is that actually it is going on a person who's tame who shechted hektish. It's just it's referring to a particular situation, the lese kamand in a shayle, the person's not here for us to ask him if he touched it. And therefore the only way the shechita would be able to be kosher is if other people had watched him shecht, so then they're able to tell us whether or not he touched it, and that's what the Mishnah is referring to. And so here we have our first explanation of the four parts of our Mishnah. What does Hakol Shechtin mean? What does the Ushchitas and Kshera mean? What's the Chutz Mecher Shait V'Katan referring to? And when it says V'Kulin Sheshachtu, what's that talking about? The Gemara just asked a question on our explanation. Hai Tomei Mugdashin Mehacha Nafka? Mehasam Nafka. This din, that somebody who's Tomei is L'Chatchila Nala to Shecht something which is Hektish, but if he does and he knows for sure they didn't touch it, it's Kasher. That's learned from our Mishnah. It's really learned from over there, from Maseches Vachim. We have Befer Shemesh that tells us, Kol Absul Sheshachtu Shechitas and Kshera. Anyone who's possible shechted, the shechita is kosher b'diavad. Shashchita ksheira b'zarim b'nashim b'vadim b'tmeim. Because shechita is kosher with a zara non-kain, a woman, a slave, somebody who's tame, and vafilu b'kachei kachim, even with kachei kachim, u'bavad shleyu tmeim regim basar, as long as the tame person doesn't touch the meat. And so we have Beferish Mishnah in Zvachim. That's the source, not over here. The Gemara says actually it's incorrect. Hacha iker, over here is the main source. It's a hasam over there. I did tana shar psulin, since the Mishnah mentions other psulim, tana nami tame mukdashin. It also mentions tame Mugdashin, but that's not the main source. If you want to say alternatively, we can answer differently. Hasam Iker, over there is the main source. Dibit Kachim Kai, because over there, Mesech Zvachim, we're actually talking about Kachim, whereas Hacha, over here, that's the side point. I Tana, Tame B'chulin, since the Reisha of the Mishnah is talking about a person who's Tame, Shechting Chulin, so Tananami, Tame Mugdashin, it also teaches Agav as a side point, Tame B'Mugdashin. Now, just one more clarification on this point. Hai Tame De'itmi B'mai, this person who we we're saying is Tame. What type of Toma was he? Even if you want to say the Itmi Mace, he's Tame with Tomas Mace, which is a very high level of Toma. Well, we have a big issue. But Chalal Cherev Amrachmana, the Torah uses a Pasuk, Chalal Cherev Oibim Mace. And what do we learn from here? Gimel Amun Alf on top, Cherev Hariyu Kachalal, that the sword itself is just like the corpse. And we know that a corpse is the highest level Toma, that's called Aviya Vais. Mimele, when a sword or knife touches that corpse, it becomes also the highest level of Toma. And in this particular case, Ava Tomahu, the person himself, the Shaykhet, he's the one that touched the corpse, so he's an Avatoma, Latami Lasakin. Now he should be Matami the knife that he's holding, meaning the Shechita knife, and now the knife is an Avatoma, Vazel Sakin Utamise Labasar. And then the knife is going to be Matami the meat, as the knife is shechting the animal, so now the animal is dead, so it's able to be Makabal Toma, and the knife, which is an Avatoma, is able to be Matami the Basar. So how does it help to shecht it with a long knife? The knife itself is going to be Matami it. Al rather must be the Itme Besheretz, where the person himself became Tami with a Sheretz, which is a lower level Toma. Memela, the knife is not Tami enough to be able to metame the meat. Or if by similar term, we could say lo olam de itmi b'mase, where the person did become tame mase. However, for example, we could say shabada krimis shalkana, as referring to where the shaychet checked the stalk of a reed. That's a literal translation, meaning he took a reed which was very sharp. He checked it to make sure that there's no irregularities and it was nice, smooth, and sharp. V'shachatba, and that's what he shechted with. And that reed is not going to transfer any tuma to the animal. And how do we know this is okay? The time you have a brisa b'chol shaychten, a person could shecht with anything, bein b'tzar, with a rock, bein b'schuches, with glass, bein b'krimis shalkana, also with the stalk of a reed, as that could be another example. And we're stopping for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow with more explanations of our Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.